Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Today's episode is part two of taking you behind the scenes into a sneak peek of what we do in successful mama meetups. Now, every week is different because we have ADHD and we need variety, but I gave you a taste last week of when we're talking about our theme for the month. One meeting a month, we dive into a little snippet about why do we do the things that we do? And in this case, we're talking about angry moms unite. How do we stop yelling at everybody all the time? So I recommend when you get a chance, go back and listen to the episode before this. And we talk about like, why is it that we get so angry? Why do we get so frustrated? And how can we help ourselves feel connected to our families when we are overwhelmed and bogged down and our proverbial energy battery is at zero? Today is the second part of the sneak peek into successful mama meetups, because once a month, I also do a free coaching for one of the mamas. Whoever wants to volunteer and let me know, like, hey, I want to change this thing that's going on in my life. And we work on it. And today just brought forward, like, I want to change the emotional volcano that happens with my family when I just like vomit my anger on other people. What do I do about that? I want to change that. I don't want to be in this place. So you are getting a sneak peek into this coaching session where we dive into making this idea of being connected when we're overwhelmed. How do we make that a reality? Now, when you're listening to this, you can listen to it in a few different ways. You can listen to it and absorb what's working for Jess, but you can also go back and listen to it and think about the questions that I'm asking her and apply them to yourself. Imagine you were trying to picture your visual representation of how it feels to be connected. And I want you to look at all the different questions that I'm asking her about that connection. And you think about what that feels like for you. What do you notice? What's going on with you so that you can also have that very clear, connected feeling of what it's like when you're really connected with your family, so that you too have this analogy or metaphor or visual thing so that you can clearly hold on to, like, this is the kind of mom I want to be. This is the kind of connection I want to have with my kids, so that when you're in those struggle bus moments, you can clearly grab a hold to the thing that you know in your heart you want and how you can show up and change your battery usage so that you can still build connection, even though you don't have a lot of capacity in that moment. So I hope that you will find your visual analogy and be able to see how you can connect into that. And also you can see this example with Jess of how she's connecting into hers and put that into practice for your own life in becoming the kind of mom that you want to be more and more frequently, so that you begin to build these connections within yourself and start to rewrite the habits and reaction that aren't serving you and find a better, closer, more deeper relationship with you. What's inside of you in connecting into that so that you can be the best person that you can be. So welcome to Behind the Scenes in Successful Mama Meetups. And I hope that if this is something you like, that you come join us. It's at patriciasung.com/meetup. And I hope to see you in there next Wednesday. All right, let's dive into Behind the Scenes live coaching with Jess. So if you get comfy in your chair, you can close your eyes or you can keep them open. Doesn't matter to me, whatever makes you feel the most comfortable. And if you could picture, when you want to connect with one of your kids, we want to find like a really clear imagery of what that looks like. And as like a disclaimer reminder that I always tell, moms when I'm coaching is like, whatever comes in your brain first is fine. It doesn't have to be based in reality. It doesn't have to be like, oh no, I don't know if I should say that. Like whatever your brain picks, like that's what we want to run with. And it might change three times while we're talking, but we want to do like what you connect with, because this imagery isn't for me. It isn't for the other people listening. It's for you. And we want to know what your brain finds, because that's the thing that's going to be easiest to hold on to in those moments when you're frustrated. So what do you picture, like when you're wanting to connect with one of your kids, what's the first thing that comes into your mind?
I have a 9-year-old boy and a 5-year-old boy, and the 5-year-old is still in his cutesy cutesy sweet phase, and the 9-year-old is in the like no to everything I say phase, and that is like mostly what fuels the fire of a thousand suns when he's had like all of the TV and the computer, and then you ask him to do the one thing he's supposed to, and then, you know, it's like everything devolves from there, kind of a thing. But we had a chance to be, there was like camp this weekend. And so he and my husband were away and I was just with the 5-year-old. And I realized all of a sudden that it had been 48 hours since I'd raised my voice. And I was like, oh my God, I can't even remember the last time that happened. And it was because I literally like thinking about this, what you were saying, like if I hadn't had that weekend, I wouldn't even remember. Like we have good times still in the evenings and stuff like that at night at bedtime, like we're finally in bed, we're laughing and we're joking. And I always end it on good, right? Like it's always, but in those moments, I can't even remember what like a good moment of that situation is with him. So I'm so glad that I had that weekend just to remember, like, you know what it is like when somebody calls you from another room and you don't feel like, you just feel like, okay, sure. Like you want to go to that person and not like, yeah, I'm coming.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to time you out. What does that feel like? When you want to connect with them.
Yeah, it feels like, I don't know, like it. I was just surprised by this feeling. I couldn't even remember. I was so tired, but it feels like this idea that you're like happy to go and be of service, like be helpful, be like what they need you to be. And like, you can just kind of float over there and like whatever they need is like, and it's, I know that it was like, I was like just talking to a 5-year-old all weekend instead of both the 9 and the 5-year-old, but it's like, I realize if I have that kind of like, oh, like, what can I do for you, buddy? Like, what's, you know, like if I approach it instead of being like, yeah, I'm coming, hold on. Like, if I can find that like floaty little cloud, like, oh, the little guy needs me, you know, like there's some sort of, and I don't feel taxed by like getting up and doing whatever it is.
You know? Okay, but I don't want you to focus on what you don't want, the feeling, the tax. I want you to focus in on what you do want. So like when you talk about like that floaty cloud feeling.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that. What do you notice about it?
Just like pleasantly surprised that I was enjoying the little voice that's calling me from another room. And, you know, like I was recognizing that it's a little voice calling me from another room. It was like happy. And I was noticing instead, it's hard for me to say what I wasn't noticing, but like it was more of like pulling. It's more of like noticing the sweetness in the moment and noticing the need from this person who like really needs me. Like, at least they think they need me in the moment, right? Even if I think they don't, there was like a happiness and like a want, like a magnetic pull for me to be like, okay, I'm coming. And it didn't feel tiring. It was like having a full battery and responding to the need. I didn't feel depleted. I just felt like I was just like,
okay, time out you again. We don't want to focus on the not.
Mm-hmm.
We want to really hone in on like, what's the thing that you know, like, wow, I notice their need. I feel this magnetic pull towards them. I hear that little voice and I'm enjoying helping him.
Yeah.
What are the other things that you notice so that you know you're in that space? Like, how do you know inside of you? It could be the things that you're thinking. It could be like a physical sensation. It could be just an emotional feeling. Like it could be anything, but like, what are the things inside of you that tell you I'm in this place of wanting this magnetic pull to like float over on my little cloud and help them? How do you know?
I think it was clearing everything else up. I was able to really understand like the actual need that my kid was having and hear it as a need and not like a nag for me or something. So it was like, it was once I recognized like hearing that, then it was like, oh, I'm the mommy. And this is like, I can fix this or I can help this or he wants me. And that became like a bonus instead of like a weight. It was like a, this is what I do. And this is, and he wants this from me and it's not going to be forever. Like it just, it felt much more like a gift and like happy and full, like, let's go see what it is. I was really pleasantly surprised all weekend to be like, yes. And it was like a happy thing.
But I want you to think, like, how did you know inside of you that you were in that like happy, full, like this feels like a gift? Like, what are the clues that you get that you know, wow, this is a gift for me to be able to be with him and take care of him. And I feel really happy and enjoy doing it.
I just felt like hearing him like ask for me or something, or then it was, yeah, it was just this easy feeling.
I was asking about like specifically what you noticed, because I knew you're hearing the clues from him. And you're noticing how you're reacting and being in that like happy, full, this is a gift, it's an easy feeling. You're noticing like what the clue is, like the trigger, or like the, I don't know, trigger sounds bad, but like you hear the like, here's what happened. The clue that started the like cascade. For some reason, I'm not finding the word that I want. The like something that's a trigger, but not so terrible sounding. Yeah, the like really. That makes like the thing that pushed the button. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it pushed the button and all of a sudden you have this happy, full, easy feeling to it. So I'm going to ask you to like think about you in what you feel in that moment. What are you noticing within you that you know this is a happy, full, easy, enjoyable feeling?
I mean, I felt rested.
Okay. Rested.
I mean, there's something to when you're talking to the little kid, there's less argument. So like, I knew that like in the response, there wasn't going to be any kind of a battle. Like I knew that going in, you know, or the battle is cute, you know, but so I didn't feel tired or like, here we go, let me put on my battle fatigues, you know, okay. Like I felt.
Well, let's not focus on the bad. Yeah. Circle back to the good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that you are happy to serve? You feel full. It feels easy. We're looking for like those clues in you, which can be like the things that you hear. It could be the feelings. It could be like, oh, wow, my stomach's really calm. I'm breathing really easy. I feel pulled in. Like,
yeah,
I'm looking for like really, it's hard because I'm asking you to look inside of you for clues that you've not noticed before.
Yeah, right. It's like, I just felt light, but full, but like full in an energy way, you know, like I felt like capable. And I felt like I didn't have any tightness in my chest. It was just like an open, like warm kind of happy. And, you know, there was like a lot more laughter and, you know, like lighter and just even smiling. And in response to questions or this, that, or the other, it was just, I was just lighter and, but full, but in a light way, you know?
So when you think about like that lightness and you hear the laughter and you see the smiles and you feel that openness, there's warmth, there's happiness. When you picture that, is there some kind of visual that comes to mind or like a metaphor? Like you mentioned the clouds and like the magnetic pull, the floating. What's an image that's going to help you really solidify what that feeling is if we needed to like pull it in like a week?
I think I think like the floating and the pink, warm, fluffy is I big too, like the visualization of like not necessarily aura, but kind of like an energy around and like I remember Billy Madison, but one of them, breathe in good, out bad, in good, block bad. And like I've always been like I could like visualize like breathe in good, crystally beautiful, and like push out like all this dark. And so I do like the idea that it's like a pink, fluffy surrounding like light that is like, but that there's a connection, like keeping in mind this kind of connection, like magnetic pull between me and the kids, because it's like being aware of that and how, you know, we say like when kids can't do what they need to do or whatever, it's because like they really can't do it. Like they need something, like they're acting this way because they need something. And like just recognizing that and being more aware to that like radio signal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I could clue into that radio signal without any of the other static disturbance around it. Right. And it was like, oh, I just see that. And I just want to answer that. Like, I'm not taking any kind of onus on, I taught you how to do this yesterday. Or it was just like,
wait, stay in the positive.
He's sending out a signal and I received that signal and there's no other emotion around it except for like, I'm going to answer it and I'm going to help, like, and I'm going to be there. And I wanted to do that.
Does the sending and receiving that radio signal connect more than the pink puffy cloud, or are they both happening at the same time?
I think it's like he sends the radio signal and like, I just feel this pink fluffy cloud of it because I'm just receiving that and like nothing else. Like there's no other static. There's no other noises. It's just that. I was just able to recognize just that. And it was like just clearer, you know, mm-hmm. that's what that was. It wasn't anything else. And like, I can do that for you. And I wanted to do that for you. Shh, let me wipe your bottom.
Like, so when you think about like that radio signal.
Yeah.
And it comes in, you got your pink fluffy cloud that's crystally and it's surrounding you with light. Is there anything that you could do? And this is like in our imaginary, you know, metaphor here. Is there anything that you could do that would help that connection be better? Whether that's strengthening the radio signal, whether that's creating your, you know, is your cloud doing something? Like what would make that easier, stronger?
You were talking about like batteries, like the third one where it's like using the battery in different ways or like using, make sure we're not using. I think oddly enough, the radio signal comes in very scattered or very static and noise. When the radio signal comes in, I am actually holding a phone in my hand. Like if I'm looking at another screen, if I'm distracted, if I think it's my turn to like check out for the night or punch out for 5 minutes or something, and then that radio signal comes in, I'm not receiving it in this pure fluffy cloud of light, right? Mm-hmm. But that's because my battery is doing other things like with, and the screen itself is like the, I realize that. And it's like, that is the static, right? In that metaphor, it's like, I'm part of the static here, not just being tired from all day. I'm complicating the moment without realizing it. And so I think that that is something that if I can think about, like, what's the signal that is transmitting and is it getting through to me clear enough? Because like, am I doing everything I can to receive the signal in the pure need that it, you know, mm-hmm. that is something just now that occurs to me. Like if I think about it in those, then the request now thinking about that does not feel as taxing, like from the 9-year-old, you know what I mean? Like the screaming and crying, like, but I just need 5 more minutes on the TV or whatever. Like it's easier for me to think about all that and just see like, that's a signal on that radio, but like, I can just receive that signal. I don't have to, first of all, if I just listen to that one signal, but also like, there's a lot of like emotions that I attach to that signal that's on my side. That's not really there. It's just me attaching, which happens with my husband, like nonstop, right? He says one thing and then I attach everything to it emotionally and then I react.
Have you been feeling run down, like you've lost your motivation to get stuff done and it's just too hard because you're too tired? Or like, wow, you got so much stuff done, but it wasn't what you were supposed to be doing. Enter the ADHD Energy Recharge Workshop. We are going to sync together your natural rhythms to get the best productivity and the best rest. Later this month, I am hosting a quick mom-friendly workshop so you can harness your natural rhythms both during the day and during your cycle to feel energized, productive, and social when you feel like you've got that big energy, and to rest when you just can't be around people anymore. This is an action-based workshop, so I'm sharing how I incorporate my daily rhythms to fit with a combination of cycle syncing to combat PMDD symptoms and really lean into that unpredictable energy that feels like it just comes with ADHD. Because I want you to be able to enjoy your life too when you're feeling fun and sociable and give yourself space for rest and curling up on the couch with a blanket on those days that are just too much. Say goodbye to feeling guilty over canceling plans last minute because you just don't have any energy left in the tank, or yelling at everybody in your family because you overextended yourself this week or this month. And let's learn how to work with your ADHD. This workshop is taking place on Thursday, September 21st, noon Eastern. And yes, there is a replay available if you can't be there live. And how do you sign up for the ADHD Energy Recharge Workshop? It is available as a bonus inside Successful Mama Meetups this month. Successful Mama Meetups is my virtual meetup where you hang out with other ADHD moms just like you to rant, chat, hang out, get stuff done, and build your support network. So head over to patriciasung.com/meetup and join Successful Mama Meetups before September 20th, and I'll send you all the details to join the workshop on September 21st at no extra charge. It is included in your meetups for this month, and so for $33, you get a whole month of accountability and community, along with the ADHD Energy Recharge Workshop. Now, there is a secondary bonus going on for the month of September when you join Successful Mama Meetups, and that is when you join for the annual plan, you also are gifted my daily planning course, which is how to use a planner for ADHD moms. This course is normally $267, and I am giving it to you for free when you sign up for the year. I wholeheartedly believe that this is like the fastest way to get you up and running and planning your day, and I want you to have this available to you right away to dive in, figure out how to get the basics of your day in order so that you can show up in the morning, know where you need to be, what needs to get done, and you could then choose any kind of planner you wanted to keep track of your day because you're choosing the tool to match what you need and your methods of what you know makes sense for you instead of hoping that this planner is going to solve all your problems for you. I have never given away this course before, so this is the time. Jump in, join us in Successful Mama Meetups, and get both of these amazing bonuses for the month of September. There's no hidden like catches or anything like that. You can cancel anytime. It really is that good of a deal because I want you to have this support in your hands and have it now. So go join Successful Mama Meetups at patriciasung.com/meetup, and I will see you at the next accountability meeting where we're going to get some stuff done and hang out, and then again at the ADHD Energy Recharge on September 21st. See you then, Successful Mama. So picture your pink fluffy like cloud. How could you not attach things in your magical metaphor? What would have to happen for things to not get attached to the radio signal?
I think seeing the signal as coming from them to me, like, and it originates from them and it's just their stuff, and understanding that, like, if I'm putting up static defenses or something like the phone, or, you know, not, I haven't done things like eaten lunch today, you know, like battery's low or whatever. But even just the idea that, like, if I just think of that radio signal as just like, that's their need and they're creating that. So when it hits me, it's just their creation. I shouldn't add anything to their radio signal from my own signaling defenses. That metaphor really like makes me feel a lot better right now, because it's like, I can separate, I can see the difference between what they need and then the radio signal that I wrap around their radio signal of my own emotions. You know, like that makes sense to me that like, oh, I'm doing that. Like I'm also adding to theirs, and that's not what they're broadcasting at all, but I wrap all this up in there. And now I'm like, and then also I'm maybe providing my own static by not having attention in the first place or whatever. And then everything just goes crazy, you know?
Does that metaphor feel like it fits? Like, is it strong enough that you're like, I don't need to do anything? Like, now that I see it, I'm good. Like, or do you feel like I need to do something to separate those emotions off the signal coming in?
I think our biggest thing right now is just transitioning from summer or into summer, because we were late at the end of June, really setting boundaries or expectations of what the day is. Like we did it successfully a couple times, and then we've had different schedules, but I've already seen, like, if I set the expectation and tell them and remind them, this is only how much computer time, or this is only much whatever, even if the signal comes at me later that day, like, I just need 5 minutes and the screaming or whatever, I can see that for like, there's still 9, they're still going to freak out on me, but I don't have to get so angry at all of that. I can just be like, this is what we said, it's not going to happen, and the answer is no, instead of escalating like I more than often do. But so the combination of like setting the proper expectations for the day and really thinking about it, instead of being like, it's summer, everything's loosey-goosey, because then everybody's just in a horrible mood by the end of the day. And then understanding their needs as like these radio broadcast signals. Oh my God, are some people going to be listening to this and not even think in terms of radio broadcasting anymore? Am I that old?
I think everybody can picture that.
It's a podcast signal, guys. There's a podcast signal coming over.
But that's the point of these metaphors, is that it's not for anyone else. That's what I was picturing, like the old 80s cartoons. But that's the point, is that this is your metaphor. It's like, as long as you've got it in your head.
I don't know, for some reason, like, as we've been talking about this, like, it really is radio thing. I hadn't really thought about it like that before until I was thinking of it like that. I was already on this pink fluffy cloud feeling full and happy. And now what happens when people come at me? And it's like, well, when they come at me, that's them. And I say that all, you say that all the time, right? Like as an adult, you're like, oh, people's attitudes have more to do with what's going on with them than you. But for some reason, we as ADHD people with our families take it all very, very personally and then just lose our freaking minds, right? But like thinking about what if I am already on this pink fluffy cloud and like being reminded of what it felt like just to feel relaxed and happy when somebody did call on me. Like just the reminder that helped me today a little bit, but like thinking of the pink fluffy cloud and being full, it's like, I can see their needs. And it's almost like, even though my power is really low and like my battery is low, understanding that like, if they're freaking out, their battery on their level is like very, very low or non-existent either. Right. So it's like, almost like, okay, if they, like you said, like your partner might say that they only have 10% and you're like, oh, okay, someone's got to pull it together a little bit, you know, reformat the situation. But yeah, I don't know. I like trying to keep in mind that like happy, pink, fluffy, full feeling, and then realizing when I'm providing the static, you know, like I thought I was going to get 5 minutes upstairs quiet time, you know, but I didn't, and trying to overcome that and try to find the point where it's like, think about their broadcast need instead of like a weight of it, you know, like more of like a gift to answer it or whatever, like an ability. Yeah. I don't know. Did those words come out as a sentence?
Yeah. So now you've got your very clear picture on how to, in those moments when things are feeling stressful, to lean in and picture your pink fluffy cloud seeing their radio signal, and to know like, this is what your brain wants to latch onto now, is to say, I want to connect into that place where I feel like this is enjoyable. I'm floating on this cloud. It feels easy and I feel rested and capable. It's warm and happy, and I can hear the laughter and I can see the smiling, and knowing that this, like me being in this place of connection and the lightness, allows me to hear their signal coming in and receive it in its purest form and not have it be anything different than what they've given me, and allowing yourself that capacity to react in that way that feels, again, open and warm, and that you're then able to be really connected with them in that place because the signal can come in clearly. So when you're in those moments, finding some kind of like, what's that thing that's going to like catch me in the moment to be like, pink fluffy cloud, pink fluffy cloud, or like radio signal, like where's the thing that's going to kind of like jumpstart that when you head down the path that you've always headed down at any point, whether you've just started or you're far down the path, being able to connect in and be like, oh, right. Okay. Pink fluffy cloud. I'm here. Okay. I'm warm. I'm open. And then you allow yourself to proceed forward in a different way, no matter how far along that path was. And the more that you're connecting into that, the more that it will repeat, and the more that it will solidify, and the more that it'll be easier to connect to, the faster you'll connect into that too, and allow that old path to grow over and be covered in weeds again, so that your new path is clear and strong. And so throughout the day, you can remind yourself of it. You can find some silly thing, like actually when I'm feeling, I have a little, one of these little bead things that you do with your kids. I have one of a cactus that I'm holding up. If you are listening, you can't see it, but my cactus sits on my desk to remind me like, hey, don't be prickly. How can you connect in and be that warm space? And like, I go through like the picture that I have to allow me to connect in, and it allows me to find it faster and faster. It's easier and easier as I practice it. So you just keep on trucking with your pink fluffy cloud.
Yeah, I think I
said it'll get easier and easier.
Of like, maybe before, because I mean, right now they're at camp for a couple of weeks. So it's like, they're almost like at school for a couple, and then in the afternoon going to see them. So it's like, maybe I need to like, just take a moment to try to like plug it in before I go see them and like, you know, remind myself that was a long day for them. They're going to be a mess. It has nothing to do with me. It's okay.
Yeah. And finding those few moments to recharge before you.
Yeah. And finally, like,
because you know, when they leave camp, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
How can you make sure that you're in the place where you feel like a pink fluffy cloud walking into that situation?
Yeah. I like it. It's a weird mix of metaphors, but it's working for me. I like it. It's good. It's working.
It only has to work for you.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. Cool. All right, okay. Y'all. It's late, so I let you go. It's good to see your faces. If you want to unmute and say bye, you can. And if you have any questions about if you're ready to sign up for either Time Edge Mastery or Lighthouse, let me know. Happy to answer that in the Facebook or in the DM.
Thank you.
Y'all want to unmute and say bye.
Thanks.
Bye, y'all. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everyone.
For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.